Welcome to Simply Scottish, 30 minutes of Scottish culture and music. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Our opening music comes from Julian Piper, Callum Stewart. On this episode, we look at three more famous Scottish Americans in our 6 Degrees of Scotland series. By the way, if you enjoy Simply Scottish, you can find dozens of episodes on your favourite podcast app, including iTunes, TuneIn, or at simplyscottish.com. Interact with other listeners and sign up for your chance to win our monthly music giveaway at our Facebook page. Find us at facebook.com/simplyscottish or twitter.com/simplyscottish. Let's kick things off with more music. Here's Aberdeenshire folk singer Iona Fife with a lively track from her 2018 album Away From My Window. This is Guys of Tough.
I get up to Afford for to get a fee. I fell in with Jimmy Brun, me him I did agree. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day. I come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. I fell in with Jimmy Brun in the year of 91. To gang him and cause second paid and be his own a man. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day. I come a diddle, come a dandy. Him to gaze a took twas on an evening clear, and in a boot the or a hoose the gaffer did appear. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. I'm the maester o' the place, and that's the mistress there. You'll get plenty cheese and plenty bread and plenty mare to spare. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. Well, I sat and ate the cheese and bread till they did doon me stare, and then I thought that it was time to gang and see my fair. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. Then I get to the stable, my pity 42, oh, fex, they were a dandy pair of chestnut and a blue. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy. The blue, but long, long our lives in time, my pity got me rue. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. The two she was now working wheel, she went na throw the fire. The gaffer says, I better yen at this midi take and far. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. When I got him the new clue, she pleased me. A high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. I rocked awa a month or twa wi uncle little clatter, till I played up some nasty tricks and broke a daddy jumper. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. Diddly doon. If I did the like again, he'd pit me frae the tune. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. We hear gallant Bailey, I Wallace is his name. He can fare head up the kive any tax doon I came. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. Little Bailey, I Jemison's his name. He's gone out to Afford far, he's raised enough of fame. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. He's gone doon to Charlie Watts for to he had to rob. Long, long ere I could doon Simpson is her name. Forty teller pedigree, I really would think she come a high, come a do, a high, come day, a come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. She dresses up on Sunday, we had heat up off the level. Teeth that, oh, the ivy that would scare the very devil. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, ended. I won't sing any more. If Bonnie be offended, ye can walk outside the door. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day, high, come a diddle, come a dandy, oh. Come a high, come a do, a high, come day.
This is Simply Scottish. Before we get to today's feature, I wanted to take a few minutes to talk to you, my loyal listener. You might have noticed a distinct lack of episodes between October of 2016 and this one. That's 2 years without a new show. By most podcasting standards, that's a major problem. It's like waving goodbye to your podcast audience and saying, nice knowing ya. Of course, that's not my intention. So why the lack of new shows, Andrew? Well, as Malcolm says in the original Jurassic Park movie, life finds a way. You see, my wife and I had our second daughter in 2014, and our third daughter in 2016. Needless to say, our children have kept us busy these last few years. And in 2017, we decided to have my father move in with us due to some ongoing medical issues. So family life got much more demanding, and even though I wanted dearly to craft new episodes of Simply Scottish, it just didn't happen. During that time, though, I have received occasional emails and messages from listeners of the show who are still enjoying the first 50-odd episodes. And in 2017, Simply Scottish began airing on Australian airwaves as part of a Scottish afternoon of programming on a community radio network serving the Queensland area. It gladdens my heart to know people are out there in different corners of the world enjoying Simply Scottish. And that's what drives me to produce new content. So here we are again. And although I can't promise new episodes with any regularity right now, just know I'm still here and I appreciate your support. If you'd like to send me a message to tell me where you're listening from, send me an email at andrew@simplyscottish.com. That's andrew@simplyscottish.com. Is everyone and everything in the world connected to Scotland by a measurable degree? This episode is part of an ongoing series that explores this intriguing and audacious proposition. It's based on a theory called 6 degrees of separation, an idea that germinated in the early 20th century as technological advances in communication and travel made it possible for human networks to grow larger and span greater distances. How could such a small country as Scotland have such a far-reaching influence? While Scotland may be small in size, its people, passionate, friendly, and tenacious, have provided the world with amazing discoveries, inventions, and ideas. They have traversed the globe, bringing their unique brand of humanity to every corner of the world, benefiting humankind with their industry and strong sense of community. Here, we put this theory to the test by highlighting 3 more prominent Americans and their connections to Scotland. When we think of industries indigenous to America, we invariably think of its film industry. American movies have been enjoyed the world over for more than a century. One man who was influential in the development of motion picture technology in America is inventor William Kennedy Dixon. Dixon was born in France in 1860. His mother was a noted scholar and musician from Kirkcudbright, Scotland. Dixon's father was a distinguished English painter. At age 19, Dixon immigrated to the United States and secured a job in the laboratory of his hero, American inventor Thomas Alva Edison. Soon, Edison gave the young electrical engineer the task of building a kinetoscope, the world's first single-unit moving picture projection system. Utilizing 35mm celluloid film that Dixon developed, the machine allowed a single viewer to watch a continuous loop of film on a small screen. The kinetoscope was unveiled in 1893, sparking a peep show craze that saw kinetoscope parlors popping up all over the country, paving the ground for future cinema distribution in the decades to come. Dixon and his team also developed the kinetograph, an early motion picture camera. In 1895, Dixon parted ways with Edison, eventually forming his own filming company and moving back to Britain. As a film producer, he recorded Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee, Pope Leo XIII in 1898, and scenes of the Boer War in 1899 and 1900. His account of filming during this war, entitled The Biograph in Battle, is a unique and valuable account and the first book published by a film cameraman. Film production in America blossomed in the early years of the 20th century. The golden age of Hollywood saw hundreds of films being released each year, as well as the rise of film studios and movie stars. One such star of this era is Judy Garland, whose Scottish heritage no doubt contributed to her beautiful voice, sense of humour, and appreciation for Celtic music. Born Frances Ethel Gumm in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, in 1922, Garland got her start in music and performance at an early age, appearing in local vaudeville acts with her sisters. After moving to California, Garland assumed her new name and landed a contract with MGM Studios, where she made more than 24 films, including 1939's The Wizard of Oz, which featured the song for which she would most be remembered, Over the Rainbow. In 1951, Garland embarked on a 4-month, sold-out concert tour across Scotland, England, and Ireland. At the Edinburgh Empire, she told her audience of over 3,500 people that she felt at home in Scotland, and that her grandfather John Milne was Scottish, originally from Aberdeen. Between renditions of Loch Lomond, Flower of Scotland, and other songs in her repertoire, she spoke of growing up hearing Scottish and Irish songs in her grandparents' home, and developing an appreciation for the cultures of those countries. What a bright light Garland was in the history of film in America. More in a few moments. Back to music now with the Highland-based Gaelic quartet Cruin. In 1115, Earl Magnus, or Manus, of Orkney, was killed by his jealous half-brother, Earl Hakon. Saint Manus has had devotional followers for centuries. The lament that tells his story is called Manus Morun.
Evanish Marik is to Yane Marun Echur Purin Amdun Kain Yarn Kain Yin
Bye.
This is Simply Scottish, and that was music from Cruin. On this episode, we continue our 6 Degrees of Scotland series by exploring famous Scottish Americans and their Scottish roots. A third prominent American with distinctive Scottish roots is author and essayist Washington Irving. Born in New York City in 1783, Irving was the youngest of 11 children. His father, William Irving, was born on the Orkney island of Chapensee. The Irvings were a distinguished family in Orkney history, descending from William de Irwin, secretary and armour-bearer to 14th-century Scottish king Robert the Bruce. As a young man, Irving Sr. became a petty officer on an armed packet ship that sailed between the English port of Falmouth and New York. He married Sarah Saunders of Falmouth, daughter of an English clergyman. In 1763, the couple immigrated to the United States. Young Irving developed a love for literature and travel from an early age, no doubt inspired by what he read in books and by his parents' own travel stories. After studying law, Irving began his writing career as a journalist. His first major book, A History of New York, was a satirical work that proved very popular. In 1815, in the aftermath of the War of 1812, Irving travelled to Europe, living for 17 years in Dresden, London, Paris, and Madrid. During this time, he wrote The Sketchbook of Geoffrey Crane, Gent, which included two of his most popular stories, Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. One of the first American writers to gain international fame, Irving befriended a number of prominent European writers, including Charles Dickens, Mary Shelley, and Sir Walter Scott. In 1817, Irving visited Scott's home of Abbotsford, and in his journal detailed a tour of Scotland that included a number of places associated with Scott's works. This visit was the beginning of an enduring friendship between the two writers. It also helped to inspire Irving during a time of personal hardship. Many people claim connection to Scotland through personal history and ancestry. Others may be connected to Scotland without even knowing it. Exploring these links can be an enjoyable endeavour, especially when it involves well-known personalities and their contributions to society. We'll continue to do this in upcoming episodes, so look out for more. And if you have a suggestion for the series, get in touch via our website, simplyscottish.com. Our 6 Degrees of Scotland series was also featured in The Scots Magazine, one of the oldest Scottish interest publications still running today. A great magazine that I heartily recommend. Well, we'll conclude this episode with music from newcomers Jamie MacDonald and Christian Gamuff. The musical partnership of the Scottish pipes and fiddle is one that is quintessentially and historically Hebridean. This piece is called Tyree Melodies, from their debut album, The Pipe Slang. I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in again soon for another celebration of all things Scottish.
Simply Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.